Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And we stream it, of course, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. Go to sportsbyline.com. You can go to sportsovernightamerica.net. Click on Listen Live, and away you go. I mean, we got all sorts of ways for you to listen. We've got a big show today. Andy Talley, CBS Sports, of course, longtime Villanova coach, College Football Hall of Fame class 2020. He's part of the College Football Foundation, an array of voters, his top 16, and we'll get into that. So some college football talk at 40 past the hour, but Tyler Levine will put a wrap on the Monday night game last night. That's a bad loss for Philadelphia. It really is. And did Fox make a big mistake giving all the money to Brady and give it to the wrong B? How about Bill Belichick? His criticism of the Chicago Bears. Just read a great column out of Jay Mariotti. Of course, remember him, Chicago Sun-Times. I think Chicago Tribune, too. Los Angeles newspapers. Jay, of course, for a long time on Around the Horn and ESPN. Had some issues away from the keyboard and the microphone, which really threw him into kind of disrepute, ill repute, if you will, and hurt his career. But he writes a Substack column, and boy, he just Belichick is just nailing the Chicago Bears, just ripping them. Offensive line, how could the GM polls draft that way? Caleb Williams is not an NFL quarterback can not simply rely on raw talent. You got to be a quick thinker. You got to be very, very disciplined. I mean, he really went after Caleb Williams. It's wild. And, the weather in Chicago, the outdoors, they don't play in a dome stadium, not conducive to a passing attack, throwing the ball 50 times, 7 sacks, a horrible loss Sunday night against Houston. I mean, Belichick didn't stop. He just kept going. So, hey, you know what? That's $350 million worth of commentary, not the garbage we're getting out of Tom Brady. My God, what was Fox thinking? Phew. Window dressing is all that is. All right, Tyler Levine coming up. A lot more to get to as we roll along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday and a big week with WNBA playoffs on Sunday. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. We're coming right back.
We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently
on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Andy Talley, a friend, longtime college coach, will join us later on in the hour. We've got some NFL talk to get to. I'll admit it, I'm into the WNBA. I think it's going to be great. Caitlin Clark in Connecticut, they'll have a complete banged out house, hotel rooms, $500, tickets, courtside, over $2,500. It's crazy. I mean, people from New York will drive up there and lay the lumber to watch her play. It's nuts. It really is. And her nemesis is the Carrington gal, who plays for Connecticut and played at Stanford and Baylor and just absolutely gives Caitlin Clark fits. She plays great defense. But let's get Tyler Levine in here. We got a double dip with Tyler. It's a two for Tuesday with Tyler. How about that? Mr. Levine, how are you today? What's going on?
Marty, I am doing well.
Not so well. Saquon Barkley, catch the ball, game over. I mean, win, cover, everybody's happy. You can't hold on to a ball, and you saw what Kirk Cousins did with the clock. It looked like Kirk Cousins put his Tom Brady cape on. Give me some thoughts on that Monday night game last night. I know as a Giant guy in NFC East, you're probably happy to see Philly stumble. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty abysmal play call. I get that you're trying to catch, you know, the Falcons off guard. I think the whole world was caught off guard. No one's going to think that they're running, you know, that they're going to pass in that situation. Falcons being out of timeouts, clock ticking down. They decide to throw it. You know, Saquon does something very uncharacteristic, which has not come through, doesn't make the catch. I mean, if you think about it, they can run that on third down, let the clock go all the way down, and if they don't get it, which they have been able to all game, they still have the fourth down push-push, which was successful, and can just run it again. And again, even if you don't get it, now it's they have to go the full length of the field and most likely under 60 seconds, but instead they kick the field goal, you know, the touchback, they're starting at the 20. They would have been starting at, what, you know, the 7-8 yard line, and it's a completely different ball game. And then on that last drive, I don't really understand the strategy there, sitting too deep and just letting them get these chunk plays over and over and over again. And, you know, ultimately they come out losers, but I don't think that they need to panic necessarily. I mean, you know, they were one dropped catch away from 2-0. And, you know, the Falcons played pretty well defensively. They're missing A.J. Brown, obviously, the Eagles, and that adds into things. But just really questionable decision-making by Sirianni. It makes you reminisce to the Seahawks against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Like, why not run the ball? Like, stop trying to be clever. Just do the thing that you're supposed to do. and, you know, win the game ultimately, but instead they lose, their fans are pissed off. Just a bad decision in my eyes.
I agree. Tyler Levine talking with us. I want to bring Brady and Belichick into the equation here. And I'll be straight up with you. That is Jay Mariotti, who, you know, long time at ESPN, long time national columnist. He writes a Substack, a really nice column. I love subscribing. I love hearing, you know, I don't agree with 99% of what he takes. I mean, he's got an axe to grind with Jerry Reinsdorf in Chicago. It's like he's got a chip on his shoulder when it comes to the Chicago Bears, the White Sox, the Cubs, the Blackhawks, the Bulls. I mean, Jay Mariotti, it's like, man, I take your ball and go home. You live in L.A. now. You don't live in Chicago. But he points it out in his Substack column today. And, Tyler, I agree with this because I heard it. Bill Belichick eviscerated Ryan Poles, the GM. He went after the Bears big time, you know, and basically said Caleb Williams was probably a mistake in Chicago because of outdoor weather, undisciplined style of play, great natural ability. But Bill Belichick is saying quarterbacks with great natural ability, if they don't have the quick thinking and really smart on their feet and aren't really good cerebral quarterbacks, he used Eli Manning and Brady as examples, they don't succeed in the NFL. That's commentary that Fox should lay out $35 million a year for. Not the crap we're getting out of Brady. I'll tell you, Belichick's a Hall of Fame coach. He's a great broadcaster. McAfee's got him. The Mannings have got him on the Manning cast. Now he's turning up on Sirius XM. Look, he's going to coach next year. I mean, this is not Belichick's bailiwick. But for a guy who did the worst news conferences in the history of organized professional sports, he is awesome. Because he just goes after it. And he basically took down the Bears. He said they drafted poorly. The receivers, the offensive line stinks. The receivers are great, but they don't have a quarterback that's disciplined and doesn't have protection. Give me your thoughts on Belichick, if what I say is true, which it is. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think he's great. And I think that he's everything that Tom Brady is not thus far. And I get it, you know, Brady's new, give him time, whatever. But he's very real and he's raw, and that's what people want. And he applies his knowledge in a way that, you know, the average person can understand and empathize with. And that's what I love about, you know, what he's been doing thus far in his broadcasting career. And I do agree, you know, he'll be coaching next year, which is unfortunate, but that's a guy that, you know, you want in the booth. That's a guy you want on these broadcasts that you want to be hearing on the radio and constantly be listening to. And he's been great thus far. Although I do disagree with what he said about the Bears. You know, Todd McShay said something today that I was seeing online about Caleb Williams, and it was that, if Patrick Mahomes came into the league and was just thrown into it, this is what we would have been seeing. And it's, you know, it's too early to panic. He has no offensive line. He's learning. You know, let him get through this year. Let him, you know, watch the tape on his own footwork. Learn to make these decisions. Because, look, you're throwing the guy into the fire. He has absolutely no offensive line. He's trying to do the best that he can. Obviously, the accuracy is in question. Belichick's been questioning his footwork. But I think it's a little too early to click the panic button on Caleb Williams just yet.
Well, let's take the weather, though. What's it going to be like in Chicago, October, November, December? What is it going to be like at Soldier Field and Caleb Williams, the Southern California quarterback, out there trying to throw the ball 40 to 50 times in those weather conditions with no offensive line? They're going to demoralize this guy is what they're going to do. I mean, Belichick is basically questioning their MO right from the get-go. Is that over the top on the part of Belichick, do you think?
No, I don't necessarily think, you know, that's too over the top. I think there's just, you know, there's a lot to be seen still. And I think that we can't really judge this kid right now, being that he's being thrown into this situation with the expectations that are there for him. I do think that the Bears definitely made a mistake with not picking up, you know, more offensive linemen or even drafting an offensive lineman. You know, don't get me wrong, Roma Duse is I think is a great prospect and will have a great career. But, you know, you just acquired Keenan Allen, you have DJ Moore, you got Cole Kmet, you signed Swift in the offseason. Why not shore up that offensive line to give this kid a little bit more time to make plays? Because he is, you know, a very Mahomes-like, and not by any means in terms of the talent, but in terms of the style of play, where, you know, when things don't go as planned and the play falls apart, his natural instinct is get out of the pocket, turn, do all these fancy things. And unfortunately, he's having to do that a lot more than he probably wants to be doing it. So, you know, I do agree with some of what Belichick's saying, but I also think, we got to give the kid time to mature and get his feet wet.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, let's get to it. It's right in your backyard, Tua Tagovailoa. Where do you go here? They're in an impossible situation. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Look, from the cheap seats, I say retire. I mean, just end it. You've had five concussions. Do you want to have a? You want to be feeble-minded? You want to be drooling at age 35, sitting in a wheelchair? To me, it's a no-brainer, no pun intended. You give me your take. What's the mood there in Miami? I think the Dolphins are in a sticky situation, and I got to think that Stephen Ross is going to get a nudge from Goodell saying, hey, we want no part of this. We want no part of this. The league has paid billions in settlements. They've got brains being shipped up to Boston University when guys retired. Duerson, Junior Seau, suicides, all sorts of crazy stuff. Guys can't control their faculties. This to me is a simple decision, but it is tricky and as complicated as you can shake a stick at. Go ahead. What's your take?
I think he needs to retire. I think that's what's best for his family. That's the general consensus that I'm picking up from pretty much everybody that I speak with. I don't think there's a single person that is, justifying or really even saying out loud, I think, he can continue to play. This isn't a big deal. Everyone knows this is a huge deal. Everyone knows it's a huge problem. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm cutting it loose. I'm saying, brother, you got to retire. And I'm making the call to Pittsburgh, who now is 2-0, with Justin Fields, and saying, what do we got to do to get Russ in the building? That's my take. Obviously, Skylar Thompson is not the guy. He won't be the guy. He's not going to help them now. Won't be able to help them ever. And Pittsburgh is sitting with, two quarterbacks where, the cap hit on Russell Wilson isn't too bad. He's obviously an established vet. And I think that would probably be the best thing for them to do moving forward.
I'm with you. We'll come back. We'll continue Pro Football Talk on a Tuesday, a 2 for Tuesday with Tyler Levine coming up here next on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Andy Talley coming up here. CBS does some analysis. Of course, the College Football Hall of Fame 2020 class, Villanova coach. Tough place to coach football when you have a basketball program like Nova, but class act, Andy Talley. Nova, you know, look, they played in the Yankee Conference, I think, there for a while. And then I remember back late 80s doing some UMass football. We always had a Villanova road trip. Coach Talley was there, great guy. And it'll be good to get his analysis on the state of affairs of college football. Let's get back to quarterbacks. Great piece today in the New York Times. But I tell you what, the Minnesota Vikings got some film from the 49ers, and it convinced them that Sam Darnold, with the right supporting cast and guys like Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to, and maybe Aaron Jones to hand it to, and an offensive line that's not afraid to block. Sam Darnold, I mean, this is what a reclamation project. Not quite Baker Mayfield, but trending in the right direction. I think Bryce Young can only hope for a similar scenario. How stunned are you that Sam Darnold has got the Vikings, wins over the Giants, wins over the Niners, but the fact that they got some tape from San Francisco and loved what they saw and end up signing him? Interesting story. Darnold in Minnesota, Tyler, what's your take?
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Kirk Cousins, honestly. Like a guy that isn't ever going to be, you know, a number one true all-star in the league, but can get the job done. I mean, he's been in the league long enough. He was obviously fantastic in college, and I think that he got thrown into a situation, you know, with the Jets coming out, where that was obviously not advantageous for him at all. And now he's been around the league. It's very reminiscent of the Baker Mayfield situation. Although obviously Baker did bring Cleveland to the playoffs before they decided to get rid of him. But, you know, I'm happy for him. I think he deserves it. He played a great game against the Niners, beating the Giants. I don't think it's anything to be proud of. I think he could probably have a high school quarterback, start for the Vikings and beat the Giants in the state that their franchise is in right now. I mean, if you think of it, you know, they had 52 men on their roster and just decided to not pick up a kicker knowing about the Gano injury. I know that's, you know, a little bit of sidetrack, but absolutely insane to me, just mind-boggling. But, you know, getting back on track here, I'm happy for the guy. And I don't think that Bryce Young will ever find himself in a situation like this. I think he's done. I just don't think he's good. I mean, he's not even making bubble screens. His confidence is completely gone. But, you know, you never know, obviously. But, you know, I'm happy for Sam Darnold. And I think that, the Vikings found themselves a guy that they can rely on and someone that, you know, can get the job done, even though he might not always do it.
Part of me wants to believe, Tyler, that Bryce Young is a victim of a toxic culture, a dopey owner, David Tepper, who is is just an ass. He really is, throwing drinks at fans. I mean, the guy's an idiot. The whole Carolina culture reminds me when Victor Kiam and James Orthwine owned the Patriots, and the Patriots were 1-15. It was a disaster. It didn't matter who they put in there. I can't get my head around the fact that Bryce Young is a great Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He gets to Carolina and he just forgot how to play football. It's got to be a systemic alignment, systemically flawed. I'm sorry. You put him on Kansas City, he's not this bad. Or am I just delusional? You think it's just he doesn't even have a bubble screen down. But, I mean, it's a horrible, horrible, god-awful, toxic, inept organization. I don't know that Brady or anybody, Joe Montana, name it, anybody in that culture would win. Nobody. Go ahead. Talk me off the ledge. You think Young's that bad?
I think that if he were put into a situation similar to Jordan Love, where when he was drafted, he got to sit behind somebody and learn and develop a little bit better and get NFL coaching for a couple years, and then he gets put into a situation that, obviously, there is not a situation that could possibly be as bad as the Panthers, but even if you threw him into a situation like, you know, similar to Pittsburgh as they are right now, I think that he'd obviously be better, and you know, we wouldn't be seeing this Bryce Young. But I think at this point, he's just, it's damaged goods now. The, you know, the tape is out, the jury is out. I think everyone has kind of made this decision. You know, he's not helping himself at all with, you know, look, the downfield passes, whatever. You know, no offensive line help, he's a short guy, whatever it is. But I don't care how bad the situation is, there's no excuse for missing a screen pass that's 10 yards to your left over and over and over again. Like, that is, you know, Todd McShay was saying, it's a high school level throw. And, like, he's been making that throw his whole life. And obviously the quarterback position, probably more important than anything, is confidence. And it's very clear he has lost that entirely. But let's see. Because if Andy Dalton comes in and is able to, you know, move the chains a little bit, put some points up and be a little bit more competitive, then, you know, that it's the same situation. You know, it's just a different quarterback. So I think that a lot is going to be determined over the next coming weeks with how does Andy Dalton look in there. And obviously Andy Dalton is not, you know, a star by any means. But if he can make the Panthers look better, then what is there to say about Bryce Young? Because you can't blame the situation. Andy Dalton is in the exact same situation with the same team, with the same coaches, in the same stadium, with the same owners. But obviously, if he goes in there and it looks just as bad and they're getting blown out every single week and they can't score points, then it's a completely different story. I'm also interested to see once Brooks come back from injury, if adding a, you know, a very solid running back, which I believe he will be, into the equation will make things a little bit easier. Because as of right now, their running backs aren't doing absolutely anything at all. Doesn't help the offensive line, is a disaster. But obviously establishing some sort of a run game helps with opening up the passing game.
Tyler Levine talking to World of Sports, NFL in particular. Justin Fields is going to get the start again. Now, Pittsburgh's not going to win any beauty contest. They're 2-0. But Justin Fields leaves toxic Chicago. He was basically run out of town there. I knew he wasn't the problem. I think he's a hell of a quarterback. You know, people say, well, Ohio State quarterbacks don't make it in the pros. I don't want to hear that garbage. It has nothing to do with the alma mater. I think Justin Fields is a very, very above-average NFL quarterback. I love what he's doing with Pittsburgh. And here's the difference. Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. Would you give me that? He's handling this beautifully. He really and truly is. He's asked about it. Russell Wilson's not ready. We are going with Justin Fields. That's our that's our plan this week. Getting ready for week three. It's Justin Fields. Doesn't pussyfoot. Doesn't play games and mind games with the media. He just basically tells it the way it is. I'm a huge Tomlin fan. Go ahead. How much is Fields benefiting for being with a class coach and a class organization with Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers? Go ahead.
Massively. I think Tomlin is an absolute class act. I think he's one of my favorite coaches of all time, honestly. I mean, you saw, you know, in his post-game press conference the other day, there was a player, I forget the name, he had three flags on one drive and benched him, and the reporter asked if that had anything to do with it, and he goes, you got it. Straightforward, to the point, that's it. Came into the game, you got three penalties against you, it cost us, you know, cost us a drive, you're out, sit down, learn from it. And that's good coaching. And obviously, I think that Justin Fields is benefiting from it massively. I mean, it's a black and white situation from going from Chicago with their coaching staff to Pittsburgh and being under Mike Tomlin. And I think it's the right call. You know, why would you switch up from a guy? Listen, you haven't played the two best teams, but 2-0 is 2-0. It doesn't matter how you get there. It's two wins and zero losses, and he's been the quarterback that's led them there. And there's nothing wrong with relying on your defense to win you games. It's, you know, it's their identity. They went all in on their defense. You know, they're going to struggle on offense all year. It's just how it's going to go. But, you know, I think Justin Fields is a very good player. I think that the, you know, his type of game fits so well into today's NFL. You know, being able to make plays with your feet, being able to run if you have to, keeping defenses on their toes, not knowing is he going to take off, is he going to throw, are they going to run it. You know, they have a dynamic backfield in Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. You know, those, again, two guys that are by no means all-stars, pro bowlers, but they're two guys that can certainly get the job done. They know what they're doing. And as Jaylen Warren continues to recover from the hamstring injury that he had suffered in the offseason, I think that the Steelers are going to just get better and better offensively. I think that Justin Fields is obviously going to continue to build chemistry with his receiving core. And I think the Steelers are in a pretty decent spot. And, you know, again, they don't have any expectations. You know, obviously, you know, no one picked the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. So it's a good situation with not a lot of pressure for Justin Fields to continue to grow and develop under a legit head coach.
We always run out of time when we're just getting rolling. We got a couple minutes. We can't do soccer. We'll kick it down the road till tomorrow. But the quote of the week, and I got a two-part question. We got to do this quick. But how, did you see Bo Nix when he was asked about when he threw a pick? Did you see his response?
Yeah, it was great, man. So good. What kind of reporter?
Can you tell us about the? Can you tell us about the interception? Yeah, I dropped back and I threw it to the wrong colored guy, the wrong colored jersey. I love it, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. I've never been a Bo Nix fan. Strictly for, you know, he never came through for me while he was playing in college. While I was wagering responsibly, of course. I have nothing against him as a human being. He seems like actually a really, really nice young guy. But you know, it's same thing. It's just a real tough situation to go into with that Broncos team. It hasn't been looking great. The running game isn't helping them at all. I hate to see these young guys get drafted and just thrown right into it and have no opportunity to learn. I personally think they should have, they knew they were not winning anything this year. Why not throw Zach Wilson in there for a couple weeks, let him get beat up, let the media hate on him, and then put your young guy in? So that way it's like, okay, well, can't be worse than that. But, you know, it is what it is. I guess getting them reps is good too.
That'll be great. Listen, we'll talk to you tomorrow, pal. I appreciate you. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
You got it. Tyler Levine going 2 for Tuesday with Tyler here. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 at the closing to cover those closing costs with your approved mortgage. Go to rocketmortgage.com. And our Geico folks are all pumped up for the next Bears game at home. And not this week. They're at the Colts. And then they asked today, did we do the right thing by investing in the Bears? Yeah, you made a great decision. I don't know if I can say that with a straight face. We're coming back here on Overnight. Don't go away.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, back here on Sports Overnight America, across the country, iHeartRadio, Tuned In, Simple Radio, and of course, globally, worldwide, iHeart, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network across the country and around the globe. Great to get this gentleman on. Of course, you know, COVID, the pandemic took away so much, including lost lives, but so many things happened during 2020 that we just, you know, we had other things that we were, you know, obviously concentrating on, but it's not lost on this program that Andy Talley, the longtime coach, took over a dormant Villanova Wildcat program down there on Mainline Philadelphia, resurrected it, had some unbelievable Division I success, and it gave him a spot well-deserved in the College Football Hall of Fame. And Coach Talley joins us on the program. Coach, my name is Marty Terrell. Thank you for a few moments today. How are you, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing great, Marty. So great to be with you. Love your show and happy to be here.
Coach, can we hear you again here?
Yeah, I said I'm very excited to be with you guys. Can you hear me okay? I'm good.
I cannot hear him, unfortunately. Oh, boy. Dom, let's see if I don't know if it's our connection from where I am to San Francisco, but I do not hear Coach at all. I mean, faintly. So maybe we can try to have him drop and call back in. But yeah, Hall of Fame coach, 2020, Villanova. Of course, a lot of people say, well, you know, Villanova, you know it for basketball. He did a heck of a job there with that Wildcat program. He really and truly did. So we will try to effort him back one more time. In the meantime, the NFL game last night, obviously you had Falcons and Philadelphia, and that's a game that the Eagles are going to wish they could have back. But you know what? You have games like that. All right, let's see if we got them now. Coach, you back with us? How are you?
Can you hear me okay? I'm hearing you great.
Nope.
Still can't hear me, yeah?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to reschedule Coach again. I can't hear him. Just barely. Coach, let me see if I could effort. Dom, can you jump on mic? Can you just tell me, can you hear him okay, Dom, or is it?
Yeah, hey, Marty, can you hear me fine?
Let me see if I got him now. Coach, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Now I got you loud and clear. Very, very good. Andy Talley, thank you very much. Sorry for the hiccups here. Coach, I just want to tell you, I want to take you back here a little bit before we get into the reason. I consider him a dear friend, Jim Reed. You remember you competed against him, UMass and Villanova, 1989. We came down there, on a Friday, played you guys on Saturday. Big win for you guys, not so much for UMass. The reason why I bring it up, and I'll never forget Coach Reed saying this, of a lot of the contemporaries, of course, he played at Maine and coached there. And, of course, and then I bump into him in Iowa when he got on Kirk Ferentz's staff. He always held you in the highest regard. Always, Andrew Talley. Just a quick comment on that before we get to the reason why we brought you on today. Jim Reed, real quick.
Jimmy Reed, probably maybe one of the very best that I ever competed against, and a winner from top to bottom. Anybody who knew Jimmy Reed loved him. Just so outgoing, so upbeat, and a terrific, terrific football coach. Just love Jimmy, and I haven't seen him or talked to him lately, but I miss him, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you guys had some great battles. Hey, Coach, you guys are part of the Super 16. You put it together. You ranked the top 16 teams in college football. A couple, 3 weeks into the season, what's jumped off the page? Certainly, we know what we got with Texas. We know what we got with Alabama, what they did at Camp Randall on Saturday. The top end of college football, very good. And I don't know of any other sport in 1 year triples the amount of teams that are eligible for postseason, and that's the 12-team playoff. We go from 4 times 3 to 12. Give me your thoughts on this season as early as it is and how you ranked your 16 and some thoughts about the season, Coach Talley. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there are so many teams that could win this whole thing. And, you know, if you take a look at, you know, Ohio State, you look at Alabama, even Ole Miss now, where are they coming from? Number five in the country. Missouri, number six. Certainly Tennessee, Penn State, those are teams that you always hold in high regard. But here's a Miami that has to be looked at very, very closely. And I think right now the top 10 teams that are being listed all have a shot to win this thing. So it'll be very, very, very interesting. Just there's so much talent out there. And you know, maybe a team like Kansas State could sneak up. And then there's Oklahoma at number 15. It's just hard to know. And then all of a sudden, I take a look at Notre Dame and go, "How did that happen? How did they get beat?" Right. It's just hard to believe.
I remember making my way to a game up in Chicago back in 2007. I was on the highway out in Iowa, and I'm driving, and I'm hearing Michigan is losing and has lost to Appalachian State. And that game, you probably remember, Coach Talley, it just goes to show you that, you know, Northern Illinois, you can't underestimate them. Marshall, we've seen some teams go into South Bend. They're not intimidated. They're hungry. They didn't get recruited by Notre Dame. It's a big deal. They get to lay claim to something that they will carry with them for the rest of their lives, those Northern Illinois Huskies. I'm so glad you brought that game up. As a coach, we know what Coach Hammack said to his kids. What would you have said to those kids? What would you have said, Coach?
Well, to go into a game like that when you're such an underdog, the only thing you can do is just say, let's keep it close in the first half. And yeah, once they recognize that we can play, maybe in the second half, big things can happen for us. It's just hard to replicate. But, man, I'll tell you, there have been some incredible upsets. And there will continue to be, because with the transfer portal right now, you never know. All they really need to do is get a great quarterback. If they get that one QB who can make things happen, all of a sudden anything can happen.
We're having a discussion with Andrew Talley, a 2020 inductee to the College Football Hall of Fame as a coach. Well-deserved, outstanding tenure at Villanova on Mainline Philadelphia, and just did a remarkable job there. Coach, you know, I mentioned the 12 teams that get in. So we focus on the top four. It's almost, or top five, top 10. We're conditioned almost by osmosis just to focus on top 10 and the numbers. But there's 12 spots available. How does a coach think now? How does a coach think, and do you change your approach at all now that there are that many spots to get you eligible for the first playoff? And hey, look at, we went from 2 to 4 to 12, and I'm thinking maybe 16 can't be far, and who knows, we may get a full-blown tournament. So here's what I'd like to ask you. Would your mindset change? Does it change now that we have 12 spots for teams to qualify for postseason? Let me hear.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so, because you have a shot to get in if you only lose one or two games. And I think in the past, with just four teams, you had to almost be undefeated to get into that group. Now, a loss here or a loss there, and you can be a top 12 team and maybe take a shot in that first round, second round, third round. Anything can happen. And not many teams have a good second quarterback. So they have to keep that number one quarterback healthy. And if that number one quarterback comes into the game beat up and knocked around, they can be beaten.
Andrew Talley with us. A couple more minutes, Coach, and we'll let you go. We appreciate it. Your top 16. Now, Coach, will you do that every week? Will you do your top 16 every week throughout the season? How does that work?
Yes, I do the top 16 every single week. And, you know, I listen to games right up till 10, 11 o'clock at night, because I don't want to put anybody down until I know who won and who lost. But it is fun. You know, it's great to look at it and see who's who. And I move teams around carefully because depending on who they play, if they're playing a top 10 team and they're a top 10 team, you know, that makes a big difference. If they're playing a team that's not ranked, then I don't get terribly excited about that. So I kind of look at their schedule and see who they're playing. And if they played home or away, it makes a big difference for me.
Coach, what do you think the difference is between, say, the 10th or 12th ranked team in the country and, say, the 25th ranked team in the country? What's the difference? And I know where you're going to go with this, that it's probably a very, very small, almost indecipherable difference, maybe an intangible. I don't know, because I see it nothing but parity. And you pointed out the reason. The portal has changed everything. It has changed everything. What do you think the difference is, though, say, between the 25th ranked team in the country and, say, the 10th ranked team in the country?
Well, usually it's the quarterback. You know, everything emanates from him. That's the guy that can make a difference. And then after that, the big difference is who can play defense. And, you know, that can make a big, big difference when you have a defensive football team that can hold people under, you know, 10 and 12 points. So, to me, I look at the quarterback and I look at the defense. And that usually can make a difference.
A couple other teams that have made early season impressions, one good, one stunningly, just alarmingly unfortunate, I will say. I'll start with the good news first. And I thought they gave Missouri all they could handle Saturday. I watched that game with great interest. I'm a fan. I'm a New Englander at heart. How hard is it going to be for Bill O'Brien to win and win big in Boston at Boston College? And can you? We saw it with Flutie, but we're going back to the 80s. I mean, mid-80s. I mean, a long time ago. Can you win at the Heights? We saw Jack Bicknell do it. Can it be done again in amongst what's going on in college football today? How about Coach O'Brien up on the hill in Chestnut Hill outside Boston, Coach? What do you think?
Well, I think Coach O'Brien, first of all, is one of the top coaches in the country. So you have to start with that. So when you put together a guy like that and a staff like that, you now have a group that can coach and recruit. And Boston College is, you know, Boston College has won before, and they can win again. And it's a great place. If you've ever been to their campus, and you have and I have, you know, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous. Who would not want to go to Boston College? I mean, it is a terrific place. They have a great place to play, and I think right now they've got a top coach in the country. They're going to be heard from this year. I guarantee you they'll be in the top 20 before you know it. There is no question about it.
Andrew Talley, longtime coach, Villanova, Hall of Fame coach, 2020 induction. One more coach, the bad one, and I feel bad because we know his brother Jay. But Mike Norvell, just stunning. I mean, is it a carryover from the loss in the Orange Bowl when Georgia beat them 63-3? Then they go to Dublin. You know, it sounds like a great trip, but then you lose to Georgia Tech. Then you catch Boston College on Labor Day. And then you have a bye week, and then you think you might be able to right your ship. And then you run into Memphis, and all of a sudden you're staring down the barrel of, uh-oh, we're 0-3. Can you talk about and relate at all to what Mike Norvell is facing with Florida State right now, Coach?
Well, I think the trip overseas is brutal. We've done that. When I was at Villanova, we played in Milan, Italy. And I tell you what, we almost got beat by a team. We were probably three touchdowns better because the trip took so much out of us. And then when we had to fly home and play the very next week, we barely won the next week against a team that we should have beat by three touchdowns. So that trip, even though everybody ballyhoos it and says it's a great trip, as a head coach, I'd turn it down and wouldn't play it again, really. Not with all the teams that are out there trying to win.
Yeah, and you know, and again, if you go to the AD and you say you complain about it, AD's not going to want to hear it. The boosters loved those trips. Notre Dame loved it. Navy loved it. But the end result sometimes isn't what you want. Coach, all the best to you. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Let's double back and talk again. Thank you, Andrew.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Andy Talley, longtime coach at Villanova. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back screaming and screaming here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch. Thank you to Andrew Talley. Thank you to Tyler Levine. Thank you for Dominic Jimenez for, keeping it together there. A little technical snafu there. But anyhow, tonight I'll be on. I'm going to watch that WNBA. Keep an eye on it. I want to see if the Mystics can somehow find a way to beat the Liberty. Would the Liberty tank? At 31-7, would Stuart, Ionescu, and company, would they tank tonight? They want Washington in there. I don't think there's any tanking. What about the Lynx and the Sun? I want the Lynx tonight to just pound the Sun. Or maybe we get the Sun to beat the visiting Lynx up at Mohican Sun, and then we can say, you know what, they'll come into Sunday, and they'll be a little sloppy against Caitlin Clark and company. We shall see. But actually, baseball tonight, we'll keep an eye on it. Braves off to an early lead. Dodgers off to a bad start. Snell on the hill tonight for the Giants, and they got their early lead in Baltimore. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy it. Talk to you tomorrow here on Sports Overnight. Adios.